Proposition 2 has become one of the most controversial items on the December 5th ballot. The tax proposal secures long-term funding for the city's early child care program while cutting 40% of the public library's budget. Education reporter Aubrey Juhas has more.
The future of New Orleans' publicly funded child care program is now tied to a controversial tax proposal that slashes the library's budget by 40%. Proposition 2 reduces the existing property tax dedicated to the city's public library system, while expanding the ways revenue from the restructured tax can be used. If it passes, the new tax structure would remain in place for 20 years. With this new flexibility, Mayor LaToya Cantrell's administration has promised to dedicate $1.5 million from the library's future annual tax revenue to fund the city's early child care program, known as City Seats. Emily Wolf with the Mayor's Office of Youth and Families says the proposition is a game changer for early child care, that the long-term investment will allow them to expand the program over time. But the stakes are high.
If it doesn't pass, we will need to diminish the number of seats that we provide through that program in 2021.
Wolf says the library has been overfunded in recent years and can absorb a 40% budget cut without laying off staff or reducing services. Not everyone agrees. Andrea Neighbors, a library board member, doesn't think the library can handle such a deep cut.
Every department and institution in the city needs to be conscientious and aware that this is hard times for the city of New Orleans as a tourism-based economy, and everyone needs to do their part. But asking the library to take a 40% cut for 20 years is absolutely unreasonable, and it's way out of scale of what any other city department or agency is being asked to do.
Neighbors worries that if Proposition 2 passes, the library may have to reduce its own services, and low-income families could end up with fewer resources. At the end of the day, she says the tax proposal isn't a win for the city's children.
The library is being cut $5 for every $1 that early childhood gets. So it's a disastrous cut for the libraries, for basically crumbs for early childhood.
But Wolf says it's important to consider the proposition in the context of the city's larger tax proposal, which directs future tax dollars towards housing and economic development. She argues these services will also benefit low-income families.
This package allows us to not only sustain and continue and double down on our investment in early childhood education, but then also be able to provide resources towards these other important functions of city government that are going to make sure that we recover from this crisis.
By making future funding for City Seats contingent on the passage of Proposition 2, Neighbors says the Cantrell administration has pit early child care and library advocates against one another when they should be working together.
Really, we're on the same side in the same team, and we want the best for the kids and their families in this city, and particularly those who have the least.
She hopes Proposition 2 fails, forcing the city back to the drawing board and allowing stakeholders to have greater input. In New Orleans, I'm Aubrey Juhas.